Job chapter 30. But now those who are younger than I have me in derision, whose fathers I would have despised to have set with the dogs of my flock. Yes, how might the strength of their hands profit me, in whom old age has perished? Because of want and famine they were solitary, fleeing into the wilderness in former time desolate and waste. Who cut up mallows tasteless plants by the bushes, and juniper roots for their food? They were driven forth from among men, they cried after them as after a thief. To live in the clefts of the valleys, in caves of the earth, and in the rocks. Among the bushes they brayed. Under the nettles they were gathered together. They were children of fools, yes, children of base men, they were viler than the earth. And now I am their song, yes, I am their byword. They abhor. Despise. Me, they flee far from me, and do not spare to spit in my face. Because he has loosed my cord, and afflicted me, they have also let loose the bridle before me. Upon my right hand rise the youth. They push away my feet, and they raise up against me the ways of their destruction. They mar my path, they set forward my calamity, they have no helper. They came upon me as a wide breaking in of waters, in the desolation they rolled themselves upon me. Terrors have turned upon me, they pursue my soul as the wind, and my welfare passes away as a cloud. And now my soul is poured out upon me, the days of affliction have taken hold upon me. My bones are pierced in me in the night season, and my insides take no rest. By the great force of my disease my clothing is changed, it binds me about as the collar of my coat. He has cast me into the mire, mud, and I have become like dust and ashes. I cry to you, and you do not hear me, I stand up, and you do not regard me. You have become cruel to me. With your strong hand you yourself oppose me. You lift me up to the wind. You cause me to ride upon it, and dissolve my substance. Because I know that you will bring me to death, and to the house appointed for all living. Surely he will not stretch out his hand to the grave, though they cry in his destruction. Did I not weep for him who was in trouble? Was not my soul grieved for the poor? When I looked for good, then evil came to me, and when I waited for light, there came darkness. My stomach churned, and did not rest, the days of affliction confronted me. I went mourning without the sun, I stood up, and I cried in the congregation. I am a brother to dragons, and a companion to owls. My skin is black upon me, and my bones are burned with heat. My harp also has turned to mourning, and my organ into the voice of those who weep.